The UN says it's committing some $1 billion in humanitarian aid so Afghans don't run out of food as winter approaches. At a UN conference in Geneva, UN officials said the poverty rate in Afghanistan has soared since the Taliban retook control of the country last month. They said essential public services have nearly collapsed, and hundreds of thousands of people have been made homeless while fleeing the fighting. Bachelet says that violence has increased in the country as well. She said a suicide attack by an ISIS group on August 26th killed 142 civilians as they gathered outside Kabul airport trying to leave the country. And Bachelet said the violence has only worsened.
In addition, 13 U.S. military personnel were killed, as well as at least 28 Taliban fighters. 3 days later, a U.S. drone strike claiming to target ISK members killed 10 civilians. I'm concerned by reports of civilian casualties and human rights abuses as a result of a fighting in Panjshir Valley, as well as the growing hardship caused by the dire humanitarian situation there.
She says that the Taliban has not been living up to its promises to moderate their strict interpretations of Islamic rule.
My office has received credible allegations of reprisal killings of a number of former ANSF personnel and reports of civilians who worked for previous administrations and their family members being arbitrarily detained. In some cases, the officials were released and in others, they were found dead. In addition, we have received multiple allegations of the Taliban conducting house-to-house searches looking for specific government officials and people who cooperate with U.S. security forces and companies.
She says that the Taliban has severely restricted women's rights since taking over. She said women have been restricted in their rights to go out in public spaces without a male chaperone. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.